This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin, and I hope you've eaten your Wheaties because it is time for the puzzle. Joining me now is Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
So I know last weekend was a big one for you. How did it turn out? How was the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament?
I always forget just how much fun it is. We had 572 contestants. The winner was Dan Fayer, who's a pianist in New York City. He's just amazingly fast. It's the fourth time in a row that he's won.
Wow.
Do you know Ophira Eisenberg, who hosts Ask Me Another on NPR?
Yeah.
She did playoff commentary. She was funny and just a lot of fun. You can go to YouTube and search on Crossword Tournament 2013 and watch the finals. And you can order the puzzles online or by mail at crosswordtournament.com.
Okay. Well, I might do that this weekend. All right. Will, remind us, what was last week's challenge?
Yes. Last week, I asked you to think of two familiar three-word sayings in which all three words are the same length. I said the middle word in both sayings is the same. And in each saying, the first and last words rhyme with each other. What two sayings are these? Well, the sayings were haste makes waste and might makes right. And all these words have five letters each.
Okay, well, we got more than 550 correct answers this week. And a randomly selected winner is Stephen Leahy of Marshfield, Massachusetts. He joins us on the line. Congratulations, Stephen.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so how'd you figure this one out?
Well, I figured this out by marrying the right woman. My wife and I listen to this together each Sunday, and we spend about an hour and a half trying to figure it out, and then we go our separate ways. And finally, my wife came across it, and so I have to give her some credit.
I love it. So how long did it take you?
It took her about 2 days to figure it out and about 2 days to get me to send it in.
Well, good for her for persevering. Okay, Stephen, without further ado, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am if you are, Rachel.
I think so. Let's do it. Okay, we'll take it away.
All right, Stephen, I have to ask you, why isn't your wife playing?
She said if I put her on the radio, she won't be my wife anymore.
Okay, good. All right, let's not put her on the radio.
All right, today we're going to take some pics or quick pictures. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts with the letters P-I, and the second word starts with C. For example, if I said one of 27 compositions by Mozart, you would say piano concerto.
Okay, I think I've got it, Stephen. You okay?
I think so, too.
You got it? All right, let's try.
Number one, it comes from an evergreen.
Pine cone.
That's it. Number two, a linen item accompanying a sheet.
Pillowcase.
Uh-huh. Group that services a race car during a race.
Pit crew.
Uh-huh. Item in which to stick unused needles.
Pincushion.
Uh-huh. Place to hear birds coo. And first of all, what kind of bird coos?
A pigeon coop.
There you go.
Good.
Busy part of London where Regent Street and Shaftesbury Avenue meet.
Piccadilly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Piccadilly what? And it starts with a soft
circle.
C rather.
So close.
Not circle.
No, it's
not
the
circle.
Place you take your kids with the clowns.
Oh, circus. Piccadilly Circus.
There you go. Piccadilly Circus. Good. Title car in a Bruce Springsteen song. I'll tell you, the C word is a make of car, and the P-I word is a color.
Mm. Are we talking pink Corvette?
Well, pink is right, and it's a
bigger.
It's an American car that's thought to be expensive and luxury.
Pink Cadillac.
Yeah.
There you go. Your next clue, Suey.
That was good.
Pig call.
Pig call is it? A classic two-seat airplane.
A Piper Cub.
There you go.
Wow.
Hard outer part of a baked dessert.
Pie crust.
There you go. And your last one, cocktail made with rum, cream of coconut, and pineapple juice. With the key being pineapple juice. And it comes with a little umbrella.
It's giving you a musical clue, Stephen.
You can tell, but I don't have much of variety here.
If you like...
Pina colada.
Yeah.
Pina colada. Good job.
Stephen, that was very well done. Good job. For playing the puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, what is your public radio station?
Public radio station, there are two, WBUI and WGBH, both in Boston.
Great. Stephen Leahy of Marshfield, Massachusetts. Stephen, thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you so much. It was great fun.
Okay, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, the challenge comes from Tyler Henman, who finished third last weekend at the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. Take an eight-letter word for something used in water. Phonetically remove a word for something else used in water. Squish what's left together. The result, phonetically, will be a verb describing what water does. What words are these? So again, an eight-letter word for something used in water. Phonetically remove a word for something else used in water. And what's left, phonetically, will be a verb describing what water does. What words are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please. And our deadline for entries is Thursday, March 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we will give you a call, and you will get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.